Welcome to another podcast from SearchManufacturingERP.com. I'm David Essex, the editor of the site. Massive ERP systems aren't usually a good fit for mid-market manufacturers. So a whole category of ERP vendors targets this growing segment, and top-tier vendors have long struggled to provide smaller companies with easily deployed versions of their flagship ERP products. Today, China Martens, an analyst at Forrester Research, will explain the criteria that manufacturers can use to find the right mid-market ERP. Martens Research is focused on helping organizations to establish, validate, and fine-tune their business processes in concert with enterprise applications, such as ERP and customer relationship management. China, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
First of all, how does Forrester define a mid-market company?
We tend to do that via headcount. So typically mid-market is between 100 and 999 employees. And with them, we kind of split that further in terms of 100 to just under 500 being lower mid-market, 500 and above more the upper mid-market. We don't tend to use revenue as a guide, but typically any company above a billion would fall into the enterprise bucket, not mid-market.
So how do their ERP needs tend to differ from those of either really small or very large manufacturers?
In terms of versus the small manufacturers, it tends to be in terms of geographic reach. The mid-market firms will tend to have operations in more than one country. They will therefore have much more need of multi-currency, multi-site, potentially multilingual capabilities within their ERP software. They really do want to be able to roll up operations so they can have an overall global picture and then drill down into them on a country departmental level. Typically, this functionality is inherent in enterprise ERP, less so in mid-market ERP. They also will have, as compared with small manufacturers, have dedicated IT staff, but these will tend to be a lot more constrained in terms of headcount, their availability. And so they won't have the ability, the time to devote to doing the kind of heavy customization that enterprises might, who might have, you know, a quite sizable IT staff.
Quite a few ERP vendors are specializing in the mid-market, and the top-tier vendors have been working for years to move down-market with easier-to-implement ERP for smaller companies. How do the Tier 1 vendors' mid-market offerings compare with the products from the vendors that specialize in this?
It really kind of depends if they're kind of cut-down generic versions of the enterprise offerings or products that have been kind of more purpose-built for the needs of the mid-market. So you can maybe contrast something like SAP's Business All-in-One, which is, you know, quite strongly related to their enterprise offering Business Suite, versus Business One for small to mid-size, and Business by Design, their kind of SaaS mid-market suite.
What are some of the best questions to ask vendors, maybe if you're putting together an RFP, to separate out the ones that truly have the needs of mid-market manufacturers figured out?
Yeah, I don't know so much about RFP. We tend to kind of steer away from that more these days. But it's really key asking about the existing customers who are in the same business as yourselves, the same business part of manufacturing, and then get to really talk to those guys and to get more of a sense of, you know, the deployment times, the ease of implementation, the functionality. If you can't get customers who've, you know, already up and running with that particular version, then if you can get access to folks who are in the early access programs, you know, somebody, if it was a Dynamics AX user who was in Microsoft Technology Access Program, so you could really get a sense of folks who've worked for a long time with the software and can really assess, you know, how well it needs the needs of manufacturers. And you also want to get a really strong sense, because often you're going to be dealing with partners here more than the vendors, about their field and their expertise.
What would be some of the key criteria to keep in mind when you're looking over the specific features and modules and integrations of the different suites that have made it to the shortlist?
It's really a sense of, will this be the right fit for my business today and tomorrow to support your business as it grows, as it changes? I mean, you're seeing manufacturers who are kind of moving into other vertical capabilities, bringing, I think Microsoft likes to highlight someone like Royal Canadian Mint, who over time is their manufacturing needs have kind of gone the gamut of discrete, process, and lean. I think also, you know, you want to get your shortlisted vendors in for a demo, and at that stage you can get a really good sense of their commitment to serving your company's needs. How much time and thought have they put into the presentation they give you? Is it generic? Is it really tailored to your specific business needs? Is it tailored to your particular company? And how open are they to answering the questions? Do they really understand your business processes? And again, have they worked with similar organizations before? And from the module side, really getting a good sense from them of what particular modules you need to run your business on, which you might need to process, which you might need to purchase later, so that you're not kind of investing from the get-go in modules that might sit as shelfware, and then later when you might want to take them on board, you might find it too costly to do so. And the integration burden, you really want to get a good handle on those other third-party products you need, what kind of integrations do the vendors offer with those already, and again, get to talk to customers who are using those particular integrations.
Cloud models like software as a service are often held out as the most affordable way for mid-market companies to deploy ERP. But there really are a lot of choices out there, including hosted ERP, you've got public clouds, and lots of different pricing models. What are some of the cloud deployment approaches that you think are most likely to work best for mid-sized companies?
Well, I think, you know, the move to the cloud is moving a lot more slowly in general in the ERP world versus, you know, somewhere like CRM where it's gone gangbusters. But I think it tends to come down to a comfort factor, and the kind of companies we're seeing that are moving to adopt some variant of cloud are those that have real drivers behind that move. Typically, it might be that their hardware is becoming obsolescent. They need to refresh it. The apps, they're no longer being supported. Infrastructure, they might be wanting to change the underlying database. That there's some kind of compelling reason to move. Typically, these guys are already successfully running some form of third-party software as a service or remote hosted software. So they've kind of broken the ice on that. You know, they know that they can get CRM running, and so they feel more confident in looking at cloud for ERP. Also, they really kind of want to be able to identify some potential cost savings related to the move so they can more easily sell it to management. I simply think some of the fears about security and scalability have somewhat dissipated, but I think customization remains quite a key concern for a lot of folks approaching the cloud. So I think that's an area that you really need to go into with the vendors and realization ultimately that it's a mix and match approach. It's not going to be all or nothing.
Are you seeing any other interesting technology or usage trends in mid-market ERP right now?
I think there's a lot happening. You know, there might be consolidation in the market, but I think we see there's going to be a lot more choice, you know, as you were talking before, the various models. And, you know, a lot of that's still in flux as to, you know, what might settle down as being a de facto good model for a mid-market ERP manufacturer to take on board. There's a lot happening in terms of support for mobile and smart devices, some of that around the tablet form factor. In the past, kind of mobile ERP has been more of an afterthought. Now, I think a lot more vendors are taking it more seriously and doing a lot of their own work into tailoring those interfaces better. Analytics everywhere, use of BI reporting throughout ERP. Thoughts about collaboration, how you open up ERP data access to a lot more people within the companies, how you break down silos between different parts of ERP, bring more people in to collaborate on projects, and business process, how you can actually embed more business processes within ERP apps. The longer term, I suppose the interesting demo we recently saw at Microsoft's Convergence was the use of their gesture and facial recognition Kinect technology on the shop floor within Dynamics ERP. You know, how you might use gestures, facial recognition in a manufacturing context where it might be hard to use touchscreen, other computing devices in terms of protective clothing, in terms of, you know, particular restrictions on the shop floor, and that you could use a photograph of the individual as an audit trail as to who made the changes. Maybe you could use gesture for time cards going forward. But all of that is kind of more, you know, blue sky in terms of when that becomes actual reality. But it's interesting to see how ERP is changing and evolving, and, you know, it's likely to look very different 5 to 10 years from now, in the sense that, you know, if you went 5 to 10 years back, you wouldn't have seen as much changes. And I think, finally, the idea of application marketplaces. it's something that all ERP vendors are looking into in terms of what they might use them for. Are they really going to be places to buy? Are they showcases? Are they a way to show the kind of ecosystem around your ERP, the kind of other complementary apps, extensions that customers could take on board? But will they ultimately become a real place for collaboration between customers, vendors, and partners? That's kind of all up for grabs at the moment.
That's a lot to take under consideration.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of change going on. It's an interesting time. I think it's a time for customers to be watching, keeping a very tight eye on the market, because there's a lot of change happening. I mean, obviously within the ERP, change tends to happen at a slow pace, but there's a lot happening there.
Well, China, thanks a lot for your time today.
Great talking to you, David.